This is WKAR Online. The North American International Auto Show in Detroit opens to the public on Saturday. Hundreds of thousands of people will attend the show at Cobo Hall to see prototypes and the new car and truck models. Earlier this week, General Motors showed off the new Cadillac ATS to the media. The ATS will be built in Lansing. It's aimed squarely at the lucrative, compact luxury car market. WKAR's Scott Pohl reports.
Talking with a couple of Cadillac executives about the 2013 ATS coming out this summer, you get the feeling that they've been trained to stay on message.
This is a small, quick vehicle.
We like to say that this product is going to be quick.
A vehicle that's very nimble, it's very dynamic.
It's going to be nimble.
That's fun to drive.
And it's going to be fun to drive.
Meet Don Butler and Kurt McNeil, Cadillac's vice presidents for marketing and sales and service, respectively. They're excited about taking on BMW's 3 Series in the small luxury car market. 370,000 compact luxury cars were sold in the United States last year, and 93,000 of them were BMW's 3 Series models. Marketing Vice President Don Butler sees the Cadillac ATS biting into that.
Let's just say we plan to take a big chunk. We plan to take more than our fair share, and we do expect that this will be the highest volume Cadillac within our franchise.
GM spent $140 million to retool the Lansing Grand River Assembly Plant to build the ATS here. The investment translates into 600 jobs at the plant and hundreds more at nearby suppliers. Sales and Service VP Kurt McNeil says the plant's track record is a big part of his confidence in the ATS.
The quality and reliability of our CTS products, whether it's the sedan, the coupe, or the wagon, are industry leading. We continue to win awards with those products, and so we have every reason to believe that this ATS will be exactly that same type of quality and reliability.
Cadillac's track record in the compact luxury market isn't good. In the 1980s, the Cimarron was built on a platform shared with the low-end Chevrolet Cavalier, and its reputation suffered as a result. Cadillac's vehicle chief engineer Sherry Hickok says when design work on the ATS began, GM took a different approach.
We challenged our questions, we challenged our best practices, we went after lightweighting, we went after risk-taking to really push our knowledge and our experiences to the limit to get the most nimble, fun, aggressive, luxury-based car out for that segment.
There's that word nimble again. Part of being nimble is the car's curb weight of less than 3,400 pounds and what GM calls a near-perfect 51-49 front-rear weight distribution. Along with the BMW 3 Series, the compact luxury car market includes the Mercedes C-Class and Audi's A4. The market-leading BMW 3 Series is now in its sixth generation with three models. Oliver Ganser, product manager for the 3 Series, calls it the core of BMW's brand.
Well, we're taking every competitor serious, so we also keep a close eye on the unveil of the new Cadillac ATS, of course.
Pricing for the Cadillac ATS hasn't been finalized, but Sales and Service VP Kurt McNeil says the ATS is designed to go head-to-head with BMW, Mercedes, and Audi, and win. Hundreds of Lansing auto workers hope he's right about that. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Scott Pohl.